But anyway, she was nice, and I believe that she was a much better person than any communist.
It sounds like she spoke about this relatively openly.
Oh, yes.
To the other people.
As I say, this was not considered anything wrong in those days. It was many people joined communist groups because they didn't feel that there was anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that later on, when they were checking a person's record and all, and they find they belong to the Communist Party, that would go against them, where they joined probably as innocently as she did, not figuring that there was anything wrong in doing that.
That brings to mind the issue of the union. Did you join the union when you started working at Bolte?
No. It was never a necessity, and I never liked to be told I had to do something. So I didn't join the union, no.
What did the people on the job talk
Some
to you
of them did.
About it?
Some, no, not particularly.
Mm-hmm.
They never pushed it.
Mm.
So, no, we just kind of went along doing what we wanted to.
Do you remember when you first started working, what you were hired in at what rate?
I really can't remember my wages. That isn't that terrible.
Do you think it was more than the 65 cent starting rate that seemed to have been very common?
It seems to me I either got up to about $35 a week. I'm not too sure that I did, but that number comes to me. But I don't remember how much an hour I really
How many days were you working?
Oh, 6 days all the time, and sometimes 7 days, which was terrible. It was hard work. If I didn't have a family that supported me so much, I couldn't have managed it.
Tell me how you did manage.
Because I have a daughter that was very capable.
Mm-hmm.
She did all the shopping. She took the ration books, and she figured that all out. And the shop owners all knew her, and they'd let her have things that they wouldn't let me have if I did have time to go. But you see, by the time I got home from work, the shops were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't have managed. But, well, I would have had to have someone else do it is what I would have had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, she was in junior high school at the time that I was doing this. And she'd go to the store, and she'd figure out the ration books, and she'd do it. It helped make her a stronger person,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. She was very capable.
And how about things like doing the laundry and the housework? How did you handle all of that?
My husband helped me a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
He was always good about helping me. So whoever had time to do that did it. He worked around. He was very strong, and he could do his work and then help me with some of mine too.
Mm-hmm. What would a typical day be like for you? You would starting with what time you would have to get up and get things?
I always got up before 6,
mm-hmm.
and then I was ready to leave here at 7, and I was picked up, and then we got off at 4, and came home then. And sometimes then had dinner to fix and what could be done around the place and like that. So it was a full day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you didn't have very much free time.
Yeah, well, it was, if it hadn't been for my family, though, it would have been much harder for me.
Now, what were you doing with the money that you were making?
What was it?
What were you doing with the money that you were making?
Well, we were paying off the house is what we were doing. We paid off the house then.
During the war?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And we had a horror of being in debt for anything for that matter. We just wanted it paid for. Of course, we've had to, like for cars or like that. But it was, the Depression left that feeling with us that we had to get out of debt.
Now, were you able to save money at all? Or?
Oh, yes, we saved, too. That was all part of it. So we still, well, we didn't have time to spend very much then. And with the two of us working, it made it easier then. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, tell me, during, you started out on this operation that was on the JIT. And how long did you stay at this particular job, do you recall?
I really don't remember just exactly how long, but it was for a long time. These B-24s were used quite a bit in the war. And then I moved to this one, and was on it for a while. They see what they were doing parts, and then it would go over to Lockheed, and mm-hmm. they finished the plane. And then I did...
What would you do on this operation?
It was strictly riveting. See, I have a rivet gun in my hand. This would be here. That's the rivet uh-huh. gun. And the holes had been already drilled. And she was bucking the rivets and I was riveting.
Mm-hmm. So I presume they put you up there with the part just for the picture, that normally you worked...
Well...
You wouldn't work up on a table like that, would you?
No, I think we were up there for the picture. Mm-hmm. We would have to be a little lower if the riveting was down here. You see, we had to be lower to be mm-hmm. able to do that. So, but there again, if we had to get up on anything, it would be this type of mm-hmm. a stool here, because that was used almost all over for climbing. They were quite solid. If you fell, it was your own fault.
And now, in this picture, it's just the two of you. Is that how you would work on this particular part? You would just
yes,
prepare?
Yes, yes. They were doing something else. They're in there because they're prettier.
Mm-hmm. Younger.
Yes. This fellow was taking a tour of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, these things happened every so often. So and we get together for a picture.
Would you trade off bucking and riveting, or would one of you
stick to
it?
No, she was better at the bucking than mm-hmm. I was. She could hold it steadier.
Mm.
These are heavy rivets, and I couldn't hold it steady enough. I wasn't strong enough.
I see.
So the bucking was hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You had to hold that, and it was a square bar that you held on the other side while the gun was shooting on this side, and it was quite a force on it. It was hard work. That didn't mean I didn't buck on some things. I knew how to buck, and I did do it on, there were a few things I bucked.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got killed doing it one time.
Tell me about that.
Well, this one girl, we were working on a section where there was kind of like a window, and it was sort of blind for me in the back. I had put my hand in, and she was working along the edge. Well, there's a guard when you have this rivet, or the rivet thing in there, then there's a spring that's a guard that goes over that so that when the gun shoots, that can't possibly come out, you know, because it come out with quite a force. Well, she couldn't get into what she was trying to shoot, so she took the guard off. And I was on the other side, see. Consequently, it hit me just about the only place it could have hit me without killing me. Mm-hmm. And it could have killed me very easily. I thought the fellows would take her apart. They were so upset with it. That was a definite thing that you don't do. You just never do such a thing. That had hit me in the eye, I would have been dead. That's all
now, were you knocked out when that happened?
Almost, not mm-hmm. quite. I remember that it hit me quite a bit.
Right next to the nose then?
Yeah, there's, I think, a little mark still uh-huh. someplace.
And were you taken to the hospital?
I was taken to the infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, it hit the one spot that it could hit, and the bone was solid enough it didn't break it, and kept from going on through.
Mm-hmm.
So, wasn't my time.
Did you work with her after that?
Oh, I don't let things bother me too much. I never did. It didn't happen, and that's what I feel mm-hmm. about it. She felt badly, too, and everybody was treating her so terrible.
Tell me, when you moved to this job, how was the department set up? Was everyone in the department working on the same part?
Well, as I say, you only moved over. This was over here, just a little ways farther.
So it was just another station.
Yes, it was just another little ways over. Mm-hmm. It was a big room, you know. There were quite a few things going on all the time.
But and when you moved to this station, did you have the same lead man as the one you had?
No, I don't believe so. Actually, by the time I did this, this was getting along farther toward the end of the war. And I had a higher rating by the time I was getting along there. And that's probably why I was put on these heavier ribbons.
I see. What was your rating at that point, do you recall?
Well, when I quit, it was Assemblyman A.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say assembly person, it was Assemblyman.
Do you remember what the pay was when you
Well, I was getting more than when I started, naturally, but as I say, I really can't remember what I was paid. It wouldn't be considered so much now.
But did you have other friends who were, not the women that you met there, but did you have other friends who went to work in the defense industry?
This very close friend of mine, like I said, she worked in a small plant that was doing electrical wiring and little things.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hard work. It was assembly work where her fingers could do it, but not the physical work that this was.
Mm.
No, they wouldn't do that because that was too hard.
So most of your, for instance, the neighbors or other women in Eastern Star, you were unusual, it sounds like, for having gone into...
Well, they went into stores and into that type of work, you see, that was easier to do. They wouldn't go into the war plants. My sister worked at Lockheed, and she was a drill press operator at Lockheed.
Mm.
But the sister right next to me, she was a waitress, and when she looked at my wages and what she collected, she said, no part of that. She was making more money. By the time she figured her wages and her tips, she was making more money than
really?
I did. Yes. The money part wasn't all that good.
Mm.
You know, wages in those days weren't high.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were saying all these war work, maybe some of the shipyards paid better, I'm not sure, but
mm-hmm.
not here.
Hmm.
So
you were really unusual among your circle of, your social circle.
Oh, yes.
Who were working in a defense industry.
Oh, yes.
How did people react to that?
Oh, they just thought I was a little off for doing it, but that's what I wanted to do. That's what I did. I wasn't as active in the Star while I did that, though, because I couldn't. I was too tired. By the time I'd get through work and back home and try to do a little bit here, I was too tired to go to Star.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't become more active in Star then until after I was out through working there. Then I became more active.
Now, were they doing other things for the war effort that they defined as being for the war effort?
Quite a few, yes. You see, labor was short every place. But most of them would go into stores and work there.
They would go to work and define whatever the work was as being to help the war effort.
Yes, they
but
went to work.
But going to the factory was a little bit strange.
Yes, that was different.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the type of work that I would sooner do. And it was an experience, and of course, something that was a very good experience for me.
In what ways, can you define for me what ways you viewed it as being a good experience?
Oh, I think the challenge of doing something like that, to prove to myself that I could do it, and the working with all the different types of people, that always interested me, was people.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to work with many of them coming in from the South, and they were strange and very uncomfortable. They didn't feel very good about the position either.
Mm.
So, but they were
the black workers from
yes,
the South.
Yes.
What about the people that were referred to as the Okies? What was the attitude towards them coming in?
Well, of course, they weren't any different than we were.
Mm-hmm.
There were people from Oklahoma there. I know one especially, she quit about a year before, because she was going back to Oklahoma. And then it wasn't, it was before we were through working out there that she was back again. And I said, what happened to you? She said, oh, I couldn't take that weather back there. So I was glad I ran into her again.
So it sounds like it was a very important experience for you both, because of the opportunity to do this sort of work.
Yeah,
and gain a sense of your ability to do that.
Yes.
And also it was very broadening, meeting such a range of people.
Oh, yes, it was. As I say, I'd always been very shy about meeting people that way. And actually, I was afraid of going out and asking for a job because I didn't think I could do it. So I found that I could do it. But it was the type of thing that I could do,
mm-hmm.
that I liked to do.
Did that have any effect, for instance, on your using tools around the house as a result?
Oh, yes. Oh. I could use any type of tools. I could, you know, up until the time, about 3 years ago, my hands began going bad with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was one of the worst things, because I can hardly cut out a dress now. Mm-hmm. Where, in the kitchen, when we're through, I'll show you over my stove what I, one type of work I did with tools. But I've done, I took a class in jewelry making and, oh, just anything. And then, as I say, decorating tables.
Mm-hmm.
I've done everything from wire sculpture to paper sculpture and just everything.
Now, before the war, before you started using the drill and the rivet gun, were you using tools?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My father, as I said, was a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always around with him. And then we didn't have bought in toys, you see. If we wanted anything, we made it. If we wanted a skateboard, it wasn't a skateboard then, it was a scooter. And you took an old pair of skates and you put it on a couple of boards and you made yourself a scooter. If you wanted a dollhouse, you took a old box and put it up on a tree and made a dollhouse. So I was used to using tools. I always made anything I wanted.
So in that sense, that part of it wasn't that new for you?
Oh, no, no. I had a natural knack of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, the rhythm of riveting is natural. You know, if you're good at tools and good in using your hands, your eye and hand coordination is good then. And it was riveting is a very easy thing for a woman to do then. It's just the long hours. This type of riveting is harder, but the long hours and on your feet all the time and running around, and it was hard work, this
mm-hmm.
is all. And we knew that this was definitely a war job. That's why this sentence bothered me.
From the newspaper.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because our understanding was that it was a war job. And that the men would have their jobs when they came back. But that particular job wouldn't be there. There were thousands of people out of work when the plants closed
mm-hmm.
because there were no more contracts. So there were just no jobs like that. But by that time, they had unemployment. And you could go and collect some money for that. It wasn't like just being out like my husband was with nothing
mm-hmm.
coming in. So, but then I didn't try to get another job like that because, for that matter, there wasn't another job like that.
Well, did you think after having started working that you would want to continue working?
No, I was pretty sure that I'd come back home
mm-hmm.
because there were too many things I wanted to do with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's important to you. That one thing that I did do was to keep talking to her about if she wanted to do things like that, to study and be able to get a job that was a good paying job for her.
Mm-hmm.
There was no use of spending her time and not really studying to do something that would be good. So now she's a school psychologist in Downey, and she's head of a program over there that keeps her more than busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's paid off in many ways.
Now, at what point, your plan was that when the war was over, you would quit working then?
Yes, that was the idea, because that was, as I say, the women understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And the men had been promised their jobs when they came back. My brother worked for the Examiner, and he had been promised his job when he came back mm-hmm. from there. And it was their waiting for him. They put him back to work. Mm-hmm.
That raises a question for me when you mention your brother being away. How did you have other family members who were in the service?
I had two brothers. Both my brothers were in. My younger brother was in the Navy, and my older brother was in the Army.
Mm. And how much a part of your life did news about the war and the war activities play?
Well, of course, neither one of them were very good about writing to let us know what went on. I've often thought how it must have been a terrible worry for my mother, because you wait for months that you wouldn't get a word from my older brother, especially, and he was in all the worst fighting in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd write a real interesting letter about what he'd been doing. Not connected with the war, though. It'd be something they were invited out to dinner someplace and described the whole dinner and all, but it was just an interesting letter. Like, he got the Purple Heart, and he wanted to send it back before he was sent into, he was sent in Leyte over in the Philippines. And he wanted to send this Purple Heart, and he got a Bronze Cross, and he wanted to send them home. So he was in Hawaii at the time, and instead of just sending those home to Mama, he sent her a picture of himself riding a bicycle around a crater there, so she would know he wasn't really hurt with that Purple Heart.
Yes, how much discussion would there be about the war itself at work? For instance, during your breaks or lunchtime?
Well, of course, the main thing always was how many planes we were going to put up. And we can do a little bit more. And the women, I'm sure, pushed that production up quite a bit, where the men just worked. To them, it was a job. Okay, if I'm not here, somebody else would do it. But the women were the ones that were real enthusiastic. And many of them had relatives. I had brothers, and I don't think anybody had a son, because, you see, at 31, 32, I was considered fairly old. There was one woman then that they hired that was 40. I think she was 48 when they hired her, and she was an old lady.
See, but most of them were much younger women.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, they were younger. So I think Maudie was about my age, but these girls were younger. They were in their early 20s. So
there probably wouldn't have been too many that had family and children.
No, I don't think there'd be anybody that had children mm-hmm. in. I think they hired all younger ones mm-hmm. than that. Mm-hmm. But there probably were a lot of them that had brothers. So it's as if
this was being done and production would get boosted to help the brother or the boyfriend.
Yes. Very definitely. Very definitely. You would had that feeling.
Was that hammered in quite a bit?
What was that?
Was that hammered in quite a bit?
No, just by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We were that way, you
mm-hmm.
see. As I say, the men, they just went along kind of easy going. See that the work was done was all, but they were never trying to make you do some more.
Mm-hmm.
They were just going on and with what was going on, but we were always trying to get one more out, one more. So, but then we were along toward the end, then things were beginning to slow down, And the last job I had over there was on a wing tip, just a little tip, which was huge, of this B-52, this bomber mm-hmm. that they're using now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is what really bothered me when Carter wouldn't let that go through and wouldn't be built, was the fact that I knew that that was started when I was working, which was a long time ago. And they don't make those things overnight. And here, if they didn't start them and let all of what we have get completely off, well, then we would be in a bad way, which I think we are as far as planes are concerned. So that bothered me very much.
Now, when you say you were working on the tip, but it was a long section, would it be... this was the section that would be about 10 feet long or so?
Okay, it was longer than
that. Oh, it was longer than
that. That plane must be huge, because this tip was probably as big as my house.
Oh,
at least
50 feet long.
It must have been.
And were you doing the same kind of operation on it?
Yes, mm-hmm. we were riveting on that.
But you say things were beginning to slow down at that
yes,
point.
Yes, we knew the war was about over then. And for that matter, I think the bomb had been dropped already by then, and we were just kind of waiting.
Were there people already being laid off at that point?
No, most of them went, well, if they were, I didn't know about it, we'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. They might have been. But most of